Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, I think it's important to ask ourselves during the sales process if we're articulating this and if it's true. Are we saving the prospect time and or money?
Yeah, when it comes to selling a service, if you're able to save your prospect money or time, then they should buy from you because it just makes sense. Like if you're helping them save money or time, which is usually two of the biggest things that your prospect desires more of, then they should be buying from you. So if you have a solution to this that helps them save money or time, then they should buy from you. If they're not buying from you, after you've shown them that you're going to be able to save them or make them money and then you're going to save them time, then they're not believing you. That means they don't trust you. That means that what you're saying is not computing to them. So now what do you have to do to become more believable and more trustworthy? What do you have to do or say or demonstrate in order to get the prospect to believe what you know you can deliver? There's a disconnect there. So think about it. What do you need? Do you need more social proof? Do you need more testimonials? Do you need more success stories? Do you need more case studies? What do you need to communicate the value more clearly so they get it and want it? What are you really selling? Do you need more brand ubiquity? Do they have to see you everywhere before they feel confident to buy? Are you everywhere your clients or prospects are? You got to really kind of deconstruct your sales process and to see where it's breaking down. At some point, they're agreeing to talk to you, obviously, or else you wouldn't be this far. But at some point, they're saying, you know what? I don't think so. And if they're saying, I don't think so, there is a reason why. And that means they don't believe you. They're not ready to pull the trigger. Because if they were, they would buy from you. So you got to figure out, as if your company's life depended on it, where this breakdown is. Because guess what? Your company's life does depend on this. So you have to figure out a way to communicate the value that you're delivering so that they buy from you. It should be a no-brainer. If you're able to deliver what you promise, more people should be buying from you.